This is the brief on the battle for AI safety standards. As generative AI accelerates, four distinct forces, tech giants, state lawmakers, AI makers, and healthcare providers, are clashing this week over a single critical question: who gets to set the default safety rules for vulnerable users? First, tech platforms are kind of passing the buck to us. On June 4th, 2026, OpenAI rolled out Lockdown Mode, an opt-in toggle that disables web browsing and agents. Sure, sensitive conversation routing is turned on by default to detect distress, but here's the glaring contradiction. Why are the absolute strongest protections hidden behind a switch you have to proactively flip? Second, states are dropping the legislative hammer with mandatory defaults. On June 3rd, Colorado Governor Jared Polis signed HB 1195, requiring a synchronous, real-time human clinician to be present with any AI delivering psychotherapy. 2 days later, the New York Assembly passed A10379, banning companion simulation chatbots from Manners and giving Attorney General Letitia James the power to write strict age verification rules. If a kid downloading an app on a Tuesday night triggers strict, unanimous state laws, are we witnessing the end of the move fast and break things era for consumer AI? Finally, AI builders are asking to hit the brakes. On June 4th, Anthropic's Marina Favaro and Jack Clark called for a coordinated industry pause, dropping the bombshell that 80% of their codebase is now written by their own model, Claude. It's literally a runaway train building its own tracks. Meanwhile, healthcare offers a liability-proof wall. Talkspace's TalkAI and SpringHealth's Guide bypass consumer chat windows entirely, running strictly behind a licensed clinician's supervision. Ultimately, the teenager opening a chatbot at 2 in the morning is going to be governed by whichever of these four defaults lands first.